Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, live from Yerushalayim Hills of Mevaseret, post Papa G's, Simon Kuf Samar Zion, Sif Zion, Ruvain Chayanotel Yadav Lachila. Ruvain, he was washing his hands, Netilas Yadayim, for Achila, for a meal. The Yaakov, interesting, Yaakov, Ruvain and Yaakov, usually it's Ruvain Shimon, and Yaakov, Haya Mevarech Hamotzi. So while Ruvain was doing the Tilas Yadayim for his meal, Yaakov was already, this happens often, Yaakov, you hear this, was already making the bracha of Hamotzi. V'niskavein lahotzi Hashomim. Yaakov, let's say he was the Tati of the family. Ah, that's why he's Yaakov, because he's the, that's why, because he's the Tati. Yeah. So Yaakov was making the Hamotzi for the whole family, and he had Kavana to be Motzi all the Shomim. Ruvain was a little late. Came back late from shul. Late minion. Okay, so you hear Yaakov had kavana to be motzi with hamotzi, all those listening, but Ruvain was in the middle of washing his hands until he said daim for the motzi. V'yachar kach nige. So this is what happened. Ruvain washed until he said daim. Right when he finishes until he said daim, he hears the bracha of Yaakov. Bracha tashal kevav chalam amoti lechem in aretz. And then afterwards, Ruvain then did what? Achakach nige Ruvain yada. Then Ruvain came and he dried his hands in the towel, and he made his bracha uberach al natilas yadayim. Lo havi hefsek v'yotze berkas Yaakov. Unbelievable! It's not a hefsek from the bracha of hamotzi that Ruvain was yotze with. His going ahead and making the al natilas yadayim. Ve'eno tzarach lachzor levarach berkas hamotzi. And Ruvain will not have to go ahead and go back and make a berachas hamotzi. So let's get the scenario again. Ruvain goes ahead, he does an atilas yadayim. Two on the right, two on the left. Okay? Revius double-double. As soon as he finishes washing, Yaakov, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kedem HaChalam, Hamotzi Lecha Ben Haaretz, had in mind to be motzi Ruvain. Ruvain had in mind to be yaitzei. But then, Ruvain says, oh, I got to dry my hands and make an atilas yadayim. So he can go ahead and do that, dry his hands, make it an atilas yadayim, and then go ahead and eat the bread without having to go ahead and make another hamotzi, because that atilas yadayim was not a hefsek between the hamotzi of Yaakov his tati and Ruvain's eating of the bread. Well, before you ask your question, let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this, and it could hopefully answer your stark question, Rav Beita. We won't say who. Sef katan and dalet lahotzi hashomim. So Yaakov made his hamotzi to be motzi. Hamotzi to be motzi, get it? To be motzi, the ones listening, hashomim. The gam hashomim, and also those listening, including Ruvain, kivnu, let's say, the bracha, so, had kavana to be yotzei with the bracha of Yaakov. Sif katan memhe. The yachar kach nigev. And afterwards, Ruvain went ahead and dried his hands. So he says here, hu adin, listen to this. Kishakol hanatila, not only is this scenario okay, but this would be even b'di'eved kishakol, even if the whole netila and the birchas al netilas yadayim hayacharkach. Not only is this going to be okay b'di'eved if Ruvain already did a netilas yadayim and then heard the hamotzi, but even if the whole netilas yadayim was done afterwards, gam kein yotzei b'di'eved, he also be yotzei. D'chol zeh lo havi hefsek. It's not going to be a hefsek. Why? The havi, like we saw last time, Sorech Suda, because it's all Sorech Suda. B'dieved. Okay? This is all Sorech Suda. Remember we said, you can have a hefsek b'dieved between what and what? Between the Berchas Hamotzi even, and the eating of the bread, if what you're saying is Letzorech the Suda. Okay? V'chadoyim le'el. V'lonaka loshon zeh ela lahoros lanu. And the only reason why the Shulchan Aruch gave us this particular lashon, where Ruvain first went ahead and was actually doing the netila, lahoros lanu, to teach us, de'im birkas al netilas yadayim haya. If the bracha of netilas yadayim happened to have been bishah at the time she Yaakov berach hamotzi, it's coming to tell you that if he was making the bracha of netilas yadayim at the time when Yaakov was making the bracha of hamotzi, then it's not going to be good. That's not going to be good, because I had sarach lahavin, he has to know and hear Masha Omer HaMavarech. Because Reuven has to hear, okay, what and understand what he is listening to from Yaakov, who's making the bracha Motzi. And he can't be below Hifsik B'dvarim Acherim. Okay? And he can't be Masik with other things. Then, Az Shomea Ka'ona. Then, it will be a Shomea Ka'ona, as we'll see coming on. And Ayin Lakam on Sim Kuf Pei Gimel Sam Zayin. And then, the one who's listening, it's like he, okay, said it himself, and he'll be Yotze. And then he says as follows. Uvamanoseinu Arabim Harbei Nechshalim Bezeh. Many people mess up with this. In a different scenario, Bilal Shabbos Kodesh, Keshabalabayas Motzi B'nei Beiso B'Kiddush. He says many people mess up with this in Kiddush. You have people talking, you have people doing other things. When the Balabayas, they think, okay, oh, the Balabayas is making Kiddush. The Tati is making Kiddush. I'll go ahead and I'll schmooze this, that. And they have to be Yotze with the Kiddush of the Tati, which means they have to listen and they have to come out and be Yotze. Okay? What? No, you have to be with the Kiddush, the bracha of Kiddush. You have to be Yotze with Kiddush. You have to get Kiddush. This is the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of Kiddush. That's just the bracha of Orpi HaGafen. Let's move on. Sif, okay. Sif katan mem vav uberach al netilas. He went ahead. Are you the biggest Yemi guy ever? Uberach al netilas yadayim. He went ahead and he made the bracha of al netilas yadayim after Yaakov made his amotzi. Reuven went ahead and dried his hands and made the al netilas yadayim, etc. The Afa gav the kaimalon shomei akaina. And even though we happen to hold that Shomea Ka'onah, that the one who is what? The one who is listening is like the one who is saying, Ukvar Pasak. Listen to this. Ukvar Pasak Magen Avram, we had the Magen Avram earlier in Siman Kufin Ches, Sif Yud Aleph, says as follows. What happens in Kodem Sheberach, Anatil Sedayim? What happens if a person, before he makes the bracha of Anatil Sedayim, he makes the bracha Yiberach Hamotzi? You hear this? Let's say you made an Hamotzi, you went ahead and you washed. And then you made a hamotzi before you made al tefilas hadayim. What's the lacha? What the lacha is? Lo yichal levarech od al tefilas hadayim. If you yourself went ahead and washed the tefilas hadayim, and instead of saying al tefilas hadayim, you just went straight to say hamotzi lechem min haaretz without saying the bracha of al tefilas hadayim, you can't make the bracha of al tefilas hadayim anymore. So how come here, you hear the problem? How come here, when Yaakov is making the hamotzi, and you're being yotze with Yaakov's, then if you say al tefilas hadayim, before you went ahead and ate the bread, okay, that's okay. It says, Shaini Hacha, Deloat. So again, hear this? If a person himself makes Amotzi, he cannot go ahead and make it on Atila Sedayim. The person himself who washed made Amotzi before the Atila Sedayim, he can't make it on Atila Sedayim before he eats the bread. But if the one who's listening to the one who said Amotzi, made the al-tilas hadayim, he can then go eat without having to make another amotzi. The question is, what's the difference? Okay, so he says, shiny hacha, the difference is as follows. Here, the lo nigev, what's the chap here? Lo nigev yadav. The guy who did the al-tilas hadayim, he did not yet do what? He did not yet dry his hands. Kodem birchas hamotzi. Before the bracha of hamotzi of Yaakov. And therefore, lo nigmar hamitzvah adayim. So therefore, the mitzvah wasn't over yet. Avalim kvar nigev. What happens if he already went ahead and dried his hands? Im kvar nigev gam kein and lo yachol levarich odin al tilas hadayim. And you can no longer make al tilas hadayim. You know why? Because you already finished in the tilas hadayim, and then you went ahead and you made a hamotzi, which is a hefsek between the washing and the al tilas hadayim. Okay, so true al tilas hadayim is not a hefsek between the bracha of hamotzi and the eating of the bread. But if you already finished washing and you dried and you made a hamotzi, the hamotzi will be a hefsek between the washing of the hands and the al-tilas hadayim. Right? Came into the yotze berachas hamotzi. Since you already yotze in the berachas hamotzi, it's already, it's all over. You can no longer make the al-tilas yadayim because it's over already. The whole thing is over. The whole al-tilas, it's even more than that. It's more than just being a hefsek. The word is that the whole al-tilas yadayim is irrelevant because since you already finished the al-tilas yadayim, and you ate the bread, it's over. There's no longer to make, you can't make a bracha because it's over. It's, you have to make a bracha over la'asi yasam. You have to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. If it's all over, then you can't make a bracha anymore.
You're supposed to make the bracha before you dry your hands.
What?
Anyway.
Exactly. That's why here, that's what he's saying. That's why,
that,
that, That is the case. He goes ahead. That's what he's saying. The case here is where Yaakov went ahead and made the hamotzi. Then Reuven went ahead and dried his hands from the early in the tila, and then made the bracha. Okay. Oh, you're saying. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. So it happens to actually be a shiloh. You could make it right away, right after, immediately. Okay. Ideally, that's what we saw. Ideally, you should make the bracha before you dry your hands as well. That's the ideal. But you can still make it right afterwards, because again, that was the whole shiloh. It was really you should make it right before you dry it, so the ovelasi yasan. But we hold that you could make it right after you dry it as well. Anyway, let's move on. Okay. We are up to Sif Ches. Shachach v'achal v'lo berach ha-moitzi. A guy did what? A guy forgot, and he ate, and he did not make ha-moitzi. Hear this? Yeah. Okay. Im niskar. Okay. B'soch ha-suda. If he remembers, in the middle of the suda, mivarech, he will make the ha-moitzi. Vimlo niskar, and if he doesn't remember, ad shigdamar suda, so until he finishes the meal, then eino mivarech. Then he can't make the bracha after he already finished the bread. Here he is, the yoni guy. Okay. Sifkotin mem zayin, mivarech. So he says here, if a person, again, if he forgot, and he ate without making ha-moitzi, so if he remembers in the middle of the meal, he makes the bracha. Al mashi yochal al karkach. He makes the bracha on the bread that he's eating afterwards. As the Gemara says in Brachas, Tichi b'shvil she'achal adata b'li bracha. Because up until now, you ate bread without a bracha. So, yachzor v'yochal, you're going to go ahead and continue eating b'li bracha? Of course not. Right? There's the fact that you ate bread up until now in the middle of a meal without a bracha. It doesn't mean the rest of the meal you could eat. Okay? So therefore, you make the bracha. But, if you already finished eating the bread, you already finished eating, then ain't a mevarech. Why? Shebirkas hanenin, hu kishar birkas hamitzis. Because all your brachas on foods and the like are like other birkas hamitzis. Namely, she'ein mevarchin aleihem, that you don't make the bracha on them, ella over las yasad, only before you do the mitzvah, or before you eat the food. V'lo acharkach. Ella imkein hi mitzvah, except if it's a mitzvah, she'efshar levarech aleha, and you can't go ahead and make it over las yasad, unlike netilas yadayim. Right, you can't go ahead and make the bracha beforehand. Kemosha kasu b'simin kuf nun ches, like we said earlier in kuf nun ches if yud aleph ayin sham. Although Rabbi Zamek beautifully said that we try to do it a shtickle over le'asiyas, and that's why we do it. We try to do it before the drying. Okay, but normally you have to do it really before, totally before the mitzvah. Right, you make your alachilas matzah, your brachas hamitzvahs, alachilas lulav, all before your mitzvah, and so too you make your brachas hanenin, bari pri hadama, bari pri ha'etz. Before you eat the food. Miyu, in this, where are we up to? Umiyu, im efshar lo lechol od ma'at. Toshi yivarech ha-motzi v'yocha. He says, however, let's say you finished eating all the bread, okay? You finished eating your meal, but you still could eat a little more. You're not totally stuffed. So it's better to do what? Im efshar lo lechol od, if you could eat a little more, it's good that you should go ahead and eat more and make the bracha. The question is, why is that a good thing to do? Like, who cares?
You already blew it,
right? So obviously, what it's saying is that there is some aspect of the fact that your bracha. I mean, if we learn the sugya b'iyun, obviously you'd be saying that although you can't make your bracha, as he said, you know, retroactively for what you ate before, okay, the fact that you now eating more and you're making a bracha, somehow that bracha will count for what you ate before. Sounds very balabatish, but obviously if we analyzed it, we could come up with a lumdus. There's no mechayiv of bracha, but the bracha can still be chal on the suda in its totality. Anyway, Vaita, let's move on. Sif Tes. Is that what we're up to? Yeah. Sif test. Right. Yeah.
So does that affect anything about like benching if you didn't make a motzi
Nope. You still bench. You have to bench. Sure, you have to bench. Test. Imu misupak im beirach hamotzi im lav. If a person is a suffix, did you make a... I don't remember. Did I make a moitzi? Didn't I make a moitzi? Eino chozer umavarech. He does not go ahead and make another bracha. He will not go ahead and make another bracha because he has a suffix. Right? Look at the Mishnah Brura. Kishe yochal o. When he's eating more bread, he does not make another bracha. De birkas hamotzi eino ela midrabbanon, because hamotzi is only midrabbanon, birkas hanenin. Usveika lakula. And we say suffix lakula. You do not make a bracha if you have a suffix, whether or not you made the bracha. Umitam zeh, and based on this, afilu im yirtza lahachmir, even if you want to be machmir, ulavarech gamkein, and you want to make a bracha as well, right? You want to go ahead and make a bracha, be machmir. Let's say, I can be makel, but let's say I want to go ahead and make a bracha. I don't know if I made a bracha on the bread initially, so I want to be machmir now in the middle of the meal and make a bracha of amotzi. Can I do it? He says, no. You can't do it. Because it's a bracha shein atzricha. Since savik brachas lahakel, you might not have to make the bracha because you already made the bracha in the beginning of the meal. And if you made the bracha in the beginning of the meal, the bracha now in the middle of the meal is a bracha shein atzricha. So you can't go ahead and make it. Miu in this damein lefanav b'misi baso. Echad sherotza lecho pas. Oh. So he has a great chat. What happens if in the middle of the suda someone comes down? Let's say you're eating in the Mivaseret cafeteria, eating the Mivaseret lunchroom, and you have something whether you ate bread. I say whether you made the bracha on the bread, and you're middle of the meal, so you can't go ahead and make a bracha on the bread in the middle of the meal because you have something whether you made the bracha in the beginning. But then Joe comes in the middle with all the new oichel, and he's about to make a hamotzi. So what should you do in that case? Have him be motzi you, okay? Someone comes and wants to eat bread, so then it would be good to go over to him. It would be proper to have him be motzi you in the motzi. Since you have a suffix, maybe you should be making a bracha. So you can't make a bracha because it's a suffix lahakel. But since you have someone else who has to make a bracha, so make him make the bracha. I mean, he's going to make the bracha, but make him also be motzi you, and therefore you'll be yotzei with his bracha, and there won't be any bracha levatala. Okay? Sif Yud. In the Makkah in Birchas Hamotzi, what happens if instead of Birchas Hamotzi, you went ahead and you Beirach, you made a bracha of Shakol Niyad Bivaro? Person makes a Shahakol instead of a Hamotzi on bread. Osha Amar, or he said, Brich Rachmana Malka Aramaic. He says the following statement. Brich Rachmana means Hashem, Malka, Melech, Mare, the master, right? Dahai, okay? Pita, of this. Okay, bread. Yatza. Rich Rachmana Malka. Mara, the Mara, the Haipita. Okay, the master of this bread. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech. He's Yatza. He's going to be Yotze, even if he didn't make the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz. So whether he says Shahakol or Rich Rachmana Malka Mare, he'll be Yotze. B'diach. Hainu. This means. Af B'shabura Sifkat Nun. Hainu, after pasu davar chashuv, even though pas is something that's chashuv, afilu achi mahani b'diyeved, even so, b'diyeved yoytei in beir al shahakol. Even by bread, which is something chashuv, it has its own bracha like hamotzi, if you made a shahakol, you're going to be yotei. V'kol shekein al kol davar, and kal v'chomer, if you made a shahakol on other things like a bori priya eitz, or a bori priya adama, Shahakol b'diyeved, you'll be yotzei, like we'll see, k'diisa l'kama, we'll see coming up in Siman Reish Vav Sif Aleph. Sif Katan Nun Aleph, you made Beira Shahakol Niyed Bevaro, you made the bracha of Shahakol Niyed Bevaro. Hainu, Sha'amar, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kedem Melech Olam, Shahakol Niyed Bevaro. Oh, Afa, he said the whole bracha of Shahakol Niyed Bevaro. Oh, Af Shalom Hiskir Tzchila Klal. Or, if all he said was Rak, Amar, Brich Rachmana, all he said was Brich Rachmana L'chud, Yotza. So if he just said, let's say, Brich Rachmana Shahakol Niyed Bevaro, he'll also yotzei kevan sheyesh, because what do you have? Sheinu malchus. The milas rachmana koi b'makayim Hashem, because the mila of rachmana, that's instead of Hashem. Shekena yekor and also b'bavel. Rachmana they would call Hashem, sorry, in Babel they would call Hashem rachmana. U'milas malka, and malka is malchus. So if he just said, brich machmana malka, shakol niyeb varo, that would also be okay, because you'd have Hashem melech, and now plus Shakol Niyed Bevaro, that would work. Sif Katan Nun Beis, dahai pita. He said, Bichrachmana Malka Mare dahai pita. That will work. Bimamar Malka Mare dahai. What happens if he didn't say Malka Mare dahai pita? He just said Malka Mare dahai, like focusing on with the bread in front of him. But he didn't say the word pita, bread. Below his gear, Shema Paskla. He didn't say the name of bread at all. He just said, blessed is the one who's the mare of high, of this. Obviously referring to the pita, but he didn't say the word pita. The yotze, he's yotze. Kevet shapas, since the pas is munachas lefanav, since the pas is right before him. Vayein the beralacha, check out the beralacha, and finally, sif katan and gimel, yotze. He's going to be yotze b'diyeved, aval chachila aser b'shtein. Chachila it's aser. The av de brachos nemaros b'kol lashon. Even though brachos could be said in all languages, haynu hecha de loshina klal, that's assuming he did not change at all the nusach habracha. That's what you're saying. Aval hacha hushina. It's a different bracha from the nusach shekavel chazal in Lashon HaKodesh. Notice here, even when you say brich rachmana, right? What are you saying? Brich rachmana malka mare daipit. That's different than saying brich atah Hashem al-kenu melech ha'olam. It's not the same shot, right? Hamotzi. You're not saying hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. What are you saying hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz? You're saying mare daipit. That's a different lashon. So he says, since as long as you said shame and malchus, the inyan abracha, the basic inyan of the bracha, you're going to be yotzei b'diyeved. But it's not going to be gulchachila because you changed from the nusach abracha. He didn't just say malka, he had to say malka da alma. Because you need to say not only melech, you need to say melech ha'olam. So therefore, Malka is not going to be enough. You need to say Malka the Alma Mari. Check out, we see there in Be'alacha. Umashmir b'shas, it's mashmir b'shas. The Huadinim Amar will also be good with the Yevet if he said Baruch Hamakom Melech Olam Shebara Pazeh. That's also Hamakom and Melech. Makom is also Shem Hashem. And if you said Baruch Hamakom Melech Olam Shebara Pazeh, you'll be Yotze. The bottom line is, say the right bracha. Say Baruch Hashem Kli Melech Olam. Hamoitzi lechem min ha'oretz.
What are these other brachas? Like, I've never heard of that.